to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm going to go to Jake in Louisiana, so Jake, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play this 30-second ad, and I'll jump directly to you. This ad is running in New Hampshire. 30-second ad.
I'm Ron Paul, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Well, I don't always agree with Ron Paul, but he's honest, and you always know where he stands.
Actually, I agree with him most of the time. I really do.
He wants to get out of Iraq pronto, cut government spending, protect personal privacy, personal freedom.
Live free or die, New Hampshire.
I'm undeclared, but I'm going to go Republican and vote for Ron Paul.
Oh, I'm going to vote for him.
Look, the man's a doctor. He understands the healthcare mess.
He's the only one that's really talking sense to the people.
He's catching on, I'm telling you.
Jake in Louisiana. Hello, Jake.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
By the way, I enjoy your emotional commentaries that the last caller referred to. It comes from the heart, not off of a piece of paper.
Well, you know, if I wasn't doing radio, I would, I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd probably be crazy by now because I have all this stuff bottled up inside of me, and this microphone gives me a good way to get it out.
It helps me get it out, too, so I appreciate it.
Okay.
Regarding Ron Paul, and his campaign, I'd like to make two comments about this.
Mm-hmm.
First, the Ron Paul campaign is the first in my lifetime, and I'm 61 years old, that started from the bottom and worked its way up. Ron Paul didn't decide to become president. A whole lot of people decided they wanted Ron Paul to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why this movement, and it really is a movement, has become so powerful. It's not controlled from the top down by big bucks. It's controlled, if it's any control at all, from the bottom up.
That's right.
And Ron Paul, he was speaking the other day, and I can't remember his exact words, but in recognition of what I just said, I think, he made the statement that it was not his campaign, that he was only a small spot in the middle of this huge movement. And with that in mind, with the rumors going around of someone possibly assassinating him, being down here in South Louisiana, I'm familiar with hurricanes. And if you take the dot out of the middle of the circle, instead of having just a storm, you have a hurricane. And I'd like for anyone thinking about assassinating Mr. Paul to think about that.
Well, and you know what? I was thinking along those same lines, because if there is a true grassroots movement to carry this guy, see, the one indicator for politicians and politics in general, watch out for the guy that's seeking the office. He should be under the microscope. The one that's drug kicking and screaming because people feel he's the best qualified, that's the guy you pay attention to.
Indeed, I agree. I have never before donated a penny to any political candidate, and I've donated to Mr. Paul's campaign, and I'll do it again.
Well, and you know what? What I said here, you know, his coffers has got $20 million in it right now. As more people hear the Ron Paul message and what this guy is really about, funding is not going to be a problem for him throughout this thing.
I sincerely hope you're right. I had more fun last Sunday than I had in the last 40 years.
Me too. You know what I was thinking? I was reflecting back on that, and I stood there in the middle of Congress Avenue, right in the state's capital down here, and I just stood there and marveled at the people that were getting involved, and people that from different backgrounds and different political affiliations, they heard this guy's message, and they're out there marching down the street with signs on their hands, and it was great.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that Ron Paul is going to be the leader of this country one way or the other.
One way or the other.
And we need to stand behind him, no matter what happens.
Absolutely. Hey, Jake, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, I'm glad that you weren't having too much fun politically until the age of 61, but you know what? We're not cashed out yet. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. Thanks for your call, Jake. We'll take the break. We'll be back. I'll intersperse the calls on this Open Phone Fun Friday. All right? I'm going to limit the bad news and revel in the good stuff. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I played a good portion of these ads earlier today, but I am going to continue playing these ads because you know what? Gets the old juices flowing. Now, imagine the effect of this, ladies and gentlemen, in a time where a lot of people can't afford to even put gas in their car. They can't afford health insurance. They can't afford health care. They can't afford a lot of things. The ne'er-do-wells saw fit to kind of globalize this without really coming out and declaring it, but everything that the United States Congress and the Senate has been doing has been moving in exactly that direction without fail. Not an accident. Not an accidental, I'm not an accident kind of person, folks. I never, in politics, take the accidental view of history. Anybody that does that is certifiable as a damn fool. Because there are no accidents in politics. This ad is a 30-second ad, and again, a TV ad for New Hampshire.
I'm Ron Paul, and I'm running for president. So are a lot of other people, as you may have noticed. But I'm the only one in either party who's pledged to bring our troops home from Iraq immediately and cut government spending. In Congress, I've never voted for an unbalanced budget, and as president, I'll veto any one that passes. Deficit spending threatens the dollar and our future prosperity. Once we stop wasting trillions overseas, we can cut the budget and still help people who need it. I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Me too. Me too. Here's another one. And there are some ads here, folks, that I can't play because they are made for the television medium. Television, of course, was birthed by radio. Voice was nice, but can't we have some pretty pictures to show, too? Well, that's where television came from. The thing I like about radio is you have to use your ears and your mind, and you're not distracted by the visuals. This one is, this is an unofficial commercial. It's produced in support of Ron Paul's campaign for the presidency of the United States. And to my knowledge, the only places it's played is on the Internet. They should dust this one off and put it on the national TV campaign. Here's the unofficial ad produced in support
only
of Ron Paul.
Only one candidate for president says he will bring our troops home from Iraq.
We went in there illegally. We did not declare war. It's lasting way too long. We're losing this one. We shouldn't be there. We ought to just come home.
Ron Paul wants government off the backs of working people. He'll rein in the IRS, cut taxes, and runaway deficit spending.
The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. We have allowed our nation to be overtaxed and overregulated and overrun by bureaucrats. The founders would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with.
A veteran, doctor, 10-term congressman, and strong family man, Ron Paul is a patriot we can be proud to call our next president.
Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Ron Paul, a president to be proud of.
You know, some of these ads, you don't get to see it, but it's from his campaign stops around the country. And keep something in mind also. You know, he is a seated U.S. congressman, and he is taking that priority, which people elected him for, very seriously. In other words, he's not abrogating his responsibilities of his elected office. And he's running a campaign to boot, running for president. On Glenn Beck's show the other day, he looked a little war-torn, and I could see why. Here is one called Ron Paul, America's Hero, a TV ad. This one's 59 seconds long, and it was the second clip designed as a TV-type ad taken from Ron Paul, America's Heroes.
I'm Ron Paul. I'm a congressman from Texas, serving in my 10th term. I am the champion of the Constitution. I'm suggesting very strongly that we should have a foreign policy of non-intervention. The weapons weren't there. Our national security was not threatened. We're more threatened now by staying. The sooner we come home, the better. It was a mistake to go. So it's a mistake to stay. If we made the wrong diagnosis, we should change the treatment. I tried very hard to solve this problem before we went to war by saying, declare war if you want to go to war, fight it, and win it.
It's going to be a fine one. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul will be joining us. Ron Paul! He's a sensation!
He is certainly that, a sensation. Here's another one. This is a 60-second clip designed to be a TV-type ad. And again, it was taken from the America's presidential debate hero, Constitution Liberty.
If you were president, would you work to phase out the IRS?
Immediately.
This is one of these ads that's designed more for television. It's got a lot of visuals in it. We're going to keep rolling here. I particularly like this one, and it's called the Ron Paul TV commercial modified switch. It has its points. It's kept simple. The person who posted this said that still need to add music. The music you hear is just some placeholder stuff. Well, It's a very effective ad because it comes across visually. Here's a guy standing there, kind of a little unshaven, maybe in his maybe late 20s, early 30s. He's got a brown T-shirt on and jeans, and he's just standing there, and he's talking right into the camera. And I think it's a particularly powerful ad.
I've been a conservative for, you know, well, like forever. You know, but lately I've been disappointed with my conservative leadership and the direction they've taken this nation. I mean, whatever happened to, you know, low taxes and personal responsibility, the rule of law, small government? You know, Bush ran on a humble foreign policy, but then he goes around whole world whacking everybody with the freedom stick. So I start looking at the current gaggle of Republican candidates, and I think, geez, you know, these guys are just like Bush. But then my friend told me to check out Ron Paul. So I find out he's a strict constitutionalist that supports just about everything that I do. You know, abolishing the IRS, the Federal Reserve. He supports my right to keep and bear arms. And he's been consistent about that since day one of his being in office. So I made the switch. My name's Kurt. I support Ron Paul. For America
now. I think it was a particularly good ad. I mean, it's very simple. It's designed for its simplicity because, folks, we're overloaded. We've been over-commercialized. We've been bombarded. We've been deceived. We've been lied to. We've been scared to death. So simplicity, a lot of times, will work. Here's another one. It was an ad produced for the American Liberty Coalition, the same people that just did the other ad. Oh, wait a minute. Let me back up on this one. Now, here's a short ad. It's 29 seconds long. Now, this one is strictly for television. And what you will hear in this ad, there's no voice on this. What you will hear, you're going to hear this slamming of the prison door. Okay, what's being flopped on this table, and it's got a tight shot. Blue folders are hitting. Patriot Act 1, boom. Patriot Act 2, boom. The commissions, the war commissions thing that Bush did, boom. Iraq War, boom. And then the final big boom that you hear is the hand slapping on top of these compiled folders of all the trash. The hand pulls away the stack, and underneath, there's the Constitution. Particularly effective. Patriot Act. Patriot Act 2. Executive Order. Military Commissions Act. Iraq War. Enough. And there's the Constitution. It says restore the Republic, restore the Constitution. Ron Paul. Hope for America? Be a part of it. I think it. I like it. Works for me. And again, folks, think about this. Think of what's happening here. That people are becoming acquainted with the stodgy little notion that we had a summary rule book for operations inside this country called a constitution. Didn't allow for income taxes. It didn't allow for privately owned corporation to take over our economy, namely the Federal Reserve and its sugar daddy, the IMF and the the international banksters, Guido and the boys, I like to call them. And if we can stop this crap, this globalization, because that's who the power and the money behind a globalization project is for America, you know, to kind of enslave the entire planet, to make you think that you're free, keep you producing so we can tax the snot out of you and tell you what you need to do for your own good. Ah, yes, that's the essence of life for me. Here is one 30 seconds long and, again, produced by the American Liberty Coalition, Political Action Committee. This one is 30 seconds. Do I have 30 seconds? Nope, you're shaking your head no. You're right, I don't have 30 seconds. 800-313-9443. A happy phone-in Friday, folks. Nobody out there happy? Because they sure as heck ain't calling. I'll continue to run the ads, don't worry. If you're enjoying that and you don't want to interrupt it, I can understand. I know you're out there because I can hear you breathing. Are you screaming Ron Paul yet? I think I can hear it from here.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You know, folks, you know, it's an inside political joke. Well, it's not even inside the Beltway anymore. Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, was referred to as Dr. No on the Hill because he would keep voting no. If it was unconstitutional, no. If it was to raise taxes, no. Any of sundry things, Dr. No. And then the thought struck me. You know, I've been seeing people trying to copy Ron Paul's success on the Internet. And these idiots just don't get it. This was a grassroots thing from the bottom up, not from the top down. You can't cash in on somebody else's success when you're a phony, polony kind of guy. You just can't do it. And they don't get it. They just don't understand. This guy is not going to run out of money. He's not going to run out of steam. And ideas? You know, Ronnie Reagan, rest his little non-dyed hair soul. You know, I mean, this guy was pretty old and used to take a lot of naps. I could just see him sitting in a cabinet meeting, falling asleep, and somebody going, Mr. President, are you okay? Oh, well, I was just deep in thought. You know, I could, you know, at the very least, if Ron Paul was elected president and he went and slept in the Oval Office for 4 years, took a long dirt nap or whatever, you know, we'd be much better off. But understand what's going to happen in this country, folks. People are already doing it. They didn't get energized on the county and the state levels to enter into politics because they felt it was futile. But now they've got somebody at the bully pulpit, so to speak, talking about the Constitution. We're going to keep hammering the Constitution for the next 4 years. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution. That's going to allow the doors to open for a lot of individuals that want to get involved in how our daily lives are run. You know, because you're not involved in politics, it doesn't mean that politics doesn't run you. It does every single day of your life. And these clowns inside the Beltway, since we're this great federal giant now, these clowns in the White House and in the cabinets are making plans and passing stuff every single day that is not in your interest. And then I had a hoot here. Doctor No? Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Dr. No is going to turn into President Yes. We'll continue to run your calls. Let me slide this ad in. This is the one on health care, 29 seconds long. And this is a TV ad for New Hampshire and Iowa.
Big tug of war.
We already did this one. Okay, let's skip to the next one. This is... I guess this was in the Ron Paul ad competition. And what's neat about this one is it's got a strong visual presence to it. Just people, regular people, nothing fancy about them. They just have this look on their face and in their eyes that they're excited, that they are genuinely there, not paid actors, not somebody that you had to do 50 takes on to get it right. These are real people. And you can hear and see the honesty and enthusiasm in them, which is striking. I'm sorry we're not visual here, but we are radio.
I support Ron Paul because I am against preemptive war.
Ron Paul should be president because we should return to the principle of constitutional government.
I support Ron Paul because he wants to restore our freedom by repealing the Patriot Act.
I support Ron Paul because he will secure our borders.
Ron Paul will bring our troops home, bring our jobs back home, and bring freedom back to America.
Thank you.
Great visual at the end of that ad, by the way. He showed up at an event, and there's just all those people standing there clapping and cheering. I mean, it's incredible. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin. Hello, John.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm a refugee from the occupied territory of Scotland.
Okay.
And now I find myself living in the occupied territory of America. The future of my sanity hangs upon whether or not Dr. Paul gets elected.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot on this. And you know what? I was thinking about this. Say that he does not get elected.
Where am I going to go?
Well, and, you know, the only thing I'm looking at here, instead of the ballot box, I'm looking at the cartridge box, and it's not, that's kind of depressing.
Can I warm the cockles of my heart when I heard you say earlier on a lady from Scotland had donated to Ron Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, that
yes.
was sweet.
Yes. Well, and she works for a law firm. And the law firm started listening to the broadcast, and now they're advising their clients to listen to it because they're news-starved over there for real, hard, honest news.
Well, it's funny you say that, because one of the points I was hoping to remember to make to you was a couple of months ago here on BBC America, the BBC News started doing a nightly one-hour broadcast, you know, starting at 6 o'clock our time. And... Man, what a disappointment. It just ain't the BBC News that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Well, oh, man, it is pathetic.
Well, and in a lot of instances, John, that, you know, we get a lot of our news from the UK, from the Independent and other such news outlets that people will never see in any printed publications here.
Yeah.
So I got people from Scotland have to listen to a U.S.-based radio network because they're not getting the news financially how bad things are in England.
Well,
hang on a second. I'll carry you through the break here. 800-313-9443. I'm going to continue interspersing this with the Ron Paul ads. Because, folks, I am not depressed today. I'm a happy guy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
My producer just during the break told me that he's been working on a guy that's got a great website. And he does, what, financials and all that stuff? And he's been trying to get him to listen to the network, and evidently he tuned in. And evidently he likes the network. And he put a banner up for Ron Paul, and he has how did you say that? He had sent out, just go ahead and get on the speaker.
He has referred more than 3,000 people to the Ron Paul website.
See, that's what it takes. John, by the way, I love the brogue, by the way. I bet you get that a lot.
Okie dokie, yeah. Okay, all right, I tell you about something that happened earlier today, and then I've got a joke for you. It's clean, it's broadcastable,
okay.
I promise you.
All right.
Okay. For a couple of years now, I've been working with this old guy. You know, we do remodeling, construction work, stuff like that. And the past couple of days, we've been building a privacy fence for this couple. And this old boy, he's a dyed-in-the-wool bush fan. You know, been Republican all his life, yada, yada, yada.
Yes, and he's going directly to hell along with George Bush, but that's okay. Yeah.
Well, I think his saving grace is that he won't be sober when he goes. So he probably won't feel the pain. But he's had his son on the job past couple of days, you know. You get him some spending money for Christmas. So we're putting this fence up there. And, of course, there's a lot of shrubbery and yard stuff about. And they're a bit of tension building between them. He shouts at his son, and his son shouts back. He says, "Dad, I've got a bush up my butt." And I just thought to myself and chuckled. I says, "You've had a bush up your butt for 7 years, but you don't know it."
Oh, that's funny.
Well, here's a joke I heard. Now, take this joke back in time. Say about 7 years. There's three plastic surgeons out on a golf course. And they get to chatting about work, and the first guy says, "Well, I had an amazing case there a couple of weeks ago. I had this young guy who lost three fingers in an accident, and it just so happened he was a concert pianist. So I reattached his three fingers, and you'll never guess where he is now. He's actually in London playing a concert for the Queen of England." And the other two plastic surgeons say, "Wow, that's amazing." And the second guy says, "Well, I had an interesting case there recently. I heard this young chap who lost both his legs in an automobile accident. And I got his legs back on. He went on to win two medals in the Olympic track and field." And they go, "Wow, that's amazing." And the third guy says, "Well, I think I have you beat, chaps." He says, "A while back there, I had this cowboy riding around Texas, drunk out of his head and on cocaine and what have you, and riding his horse along a railroad track and hit a train head on. And all I had to work with was the horse's rear end. That guy is now the President of the United States."
John, thanks for your call.
All the best, John. Keep up the good work, man. I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. A horse's... I took a horse's ass and made a president out of him. Yeah. let me do another ad, and then I'll take another call. Here is the GOP presidential candidates. Just don't get it on Iraq. It's 58 seconds.
"I think the policy we're engaged in now is the right one.
I think the Bush administration has generally done well military.
We're also going to have to get serious about treating Ahmadinejad like the rogue and the buffoon that he is. Iran is a greater danger than Iraq.
This war is a mistake. It was a mistake to go in. It's very costly. All this military activity overseas, it's bankrupting this country. And not only that, it's a threat to our personal liberties here. It is a road to disaster for us as a nation. It's a road to our financial disaster if we don't read the Constitution once."
You know, you heard Ron Paul there, it was actually during one of the debates, and there was, and I'm just going to call him, I'm not even going to call him Huckabee, Huckleberry, and there's John McCain, and they're doing a three-quarter shot of Ron Paul, and you see the other two candidates standing next to him, talking about it, bankrupting this country and everything else, and the look on John McCain's face was just about one of resignation. But it was pretty amazing. I think what they did, they actually took a look at this. And you won't get the full shots of all the candidates anymore, because when Ron Paul was speaking, when he was allowed to speak, when he was asked a question and allowed to respond, and a lot of these questions weren't even really in his area of expertise, which is okay, because when he does roll around, and I think Hillary Clinton's going to get the nomination for the Democrat Party, and then watch this guy that's been in medicine, has been a doctor, that knows the healthcare field, knows it inside and out, and that's not an OBYN joke either, that he is just going to chop her to bits. They're desperately, there's a lot of interests out there that do not want Ron Paul, because they want status quo. They want to keep robbing and raping and pillaging at will. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a hoot, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hoot. And the thing about this Constitution, he just keeps bringing up this Constitution thing. My goodness. That's the one thing. People are looking at Ron Paul going, why are so many people enamored with this? And, you know, the political advisors are out there trying to pour over figures and burning the midnight oil going, you know, I got to give my candidate a leg up like Ron Paul's got. It'll never happen. They can't be a policymaker because they're fakers. They're liars. They're deceivers. They're the status quo. They've got nothing to say. They've got nothing to say. And people in this country, they want answers. They want results. They don't want the same old stuff. And then when we have a problem, repackage the political solution for it, which just ends up costing us more money. They're tired of it. They're sick of it. This is going to be a hoot. Meat Dog Mike in Maryland, you're up next. Hello, Meat Dog.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Ron Paul, he's a class act, and if for no other reason, he deserves to be president simply on because of his own personal life, you know, and impeccable credentials as a politician, conservative credentials. But I want to give a shout out to our Anglo-Saxon friends in Great Britain, South Africa, Australia, and of course Canada and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We're all one country. It's called Oceania. You know, from 1984.
We have been at war. We have always been at war. By the way, did you get your increase in the Choco rations?
No, not really. I'm still waiting for that to come in. But they,
you should have got that check from George Bush. Remember, what was it, $600 he sent out to people to make them feel good?
And then the next year, I think you pay more taxes to compensate for it.
That's right.
And the whole thing with 1984, you know, and when I read it, I said, oh, wow, this is, you know, when I read it in high school back when, I thought, oh, boy, man, that's sometime in the distant future, and that's really going to be crazy. But really, it was written in 1948, and he was talking about the present, and really in a sense about the past as well, because this is all, these games have all been played on us by leaders for decades and decades and hundreds of years. It just morphs into different formats. But I think you hit on this earlier a couple of times when I listened to your program. As far as 9/11 truth, you seem to me to at least have settled into a state of ennui over promulgating 9/11 truth, you know, of how, you know, maybe dissatisfied with where the truth, 9/11 truth movement is headed. And I kind of feel that way too. I mean, you know, I haven't been the most vociferous campaigner for 9/11 truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of DC911truth.org here in the Maryland area.
Right.
Great people in the group. There's some people in the group that do more in one day than I do in a month.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our 9/11 truth meeting, this past September 11th, we had a band there, some really good speakers, and people from all over the country. We had two guys show up from Alabama who were 9/11 truthers, and these guys were just incredible. I don't want to say audacity, but they're just, you know, we're marching down downtown D.C. with 9/11 inside job signs, walking past the yuppies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool. But, you know, I'm thinking about maybe switching my activist energies to another group. I'm thinking about joining PETA.
PETA?
Yeah. There's a lot of hot-looking chicks in that organization, man.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go for the extracurricular activity, yeah, join PETA. But PETA, I mean, gosh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. I'm just not sure. You know, I guess in a sense I'll always be a 9/11 truther. I may get more involved in the illegal alien invasion or other things. You know,
right.
I'm just, you know, maybe I'm coming across as sour grapes. I don't know.
No, and I was hoping people weren't going to hear me and think, oh, well, John, his cheese has slid off his cracker, because what dawned on me about the 9/11 issue is, yeah, I do believe, yes, there should be hearings impaneled. The real scallywags should be brought before the public's eye, and we may get someplace with it at a later date, but it's not the time or the place now. You know, it's like the JFK assassination. It's like trying to prove a negative. You know, how do you prove this? I mean, we have the questions, we have where the evidence points, and we have all of these things, and it makes for very engrossing subject matter. But when you talk to people anymore, you know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm getting ready. What time is it? I'm getting ready to lose my home, or I just lost my job last week, or I can't afford to get to work. I'm in a suburb, and my job is an hour away, and I don't have any money for gas. You know, these issues, and when I start thinking about this even more, I said this on the program the other day, Mike. I said, look, you know, I mean, the IRS issue, there has been a lot of people that have gone to work and done some miraculous stuff with the IRS issue. I think it's been proven to us that we don't have a redress to our government about this because the meeting was set up by Representative Roscoe Bartlett to get these guys from the IRS and get them down there to the National Press Club, and we're just going to ask you a series of questions. And what a perfect opportunity for all these crazy tax protesters out there for the government to come out and say, okay, now here's the deal, and this is why it's legal, and we'll field all your questions, and, you know, we'll put all this folder all away. They won't do it because they know it's unconstitutionally illegal. And then when you go past that IRS issue, and then you take a look at why the IRS was instituted to begin with, this was the surety note for the bankers that we're going to open up the never-ending checkbook for the politicians in Washington, D.C., and all of the public here in America. So when you start thinking at the terms instead of whacking at the branches and striking at the root,
sure,
there's the solution.
Yeah, that's true. And a friend of mine, I was telling him about, you know, the 9/11 Truth Movement, and you know, and I've been to the anti-war marches as well, and he said that there's an Arab proverb that says, you know, the dog barks, but yet the caravan still passes by.
Right.
And like LostHorizons.com, I still haven't had the audacity to go through that, but I think the guy's sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about sort of hitting the branches, getting to the root.
Mm-hmm.
If enough people would go to LostHorizons.com and go through the paperwork of reclaiming your tax money, that would put a big hurting on the bankers that are behind so much of this stuff. You know, something concrete you can do.
There you go. And I'm talking about a subject matter that, Jesus, gained national prominence through the lips of a 10-term congressman. I mean, I just heard him the other day on a national program speak the words, New World Order. We can't have this. And
sure,
who has been behind the New World Order? The people with the power, the time, and the money. This has been a multi-decade, multi-century plan to bring
sure
us global government. Everybody's talking about globalization, but they don't know exactly what it means, and they don't know the loss of the sovereignty, the self-determination that God gave all individuals, and collectively through supposedly a government. You know, they just don't get it anymore. They don't understand how this country was set up. Every state broken down into little political precincts called counties that you can control the actions of the governance that directly affects you right in your own backyard. And then you go to the state level, the way that was set up. And you know, they just don't get it. They don't understand it anymore.
It's just such a big umbrella, the whole New World Order concept. And like 9/11 is really, it's kind of like their calling card almost. It's like a small tip of the iceberg, you know. It's just one aspect. You know, the whole thing of like what Derry Brownfield talks about,
mm-hmm,
with the land rights thing,
sure,
and
sure,
the financial thing, and just everybody. You know, I feel blessed that I ran into Republic Broadcast Network and Alex Jones and Steve Quayle and other people,
mm-hmm,
Derry, everybody, because this has been an education. Because before I happened to stumble upon alternative media, I was just one of the pathetic sheeple out there, you know?
And watching the news and not being able to distinguish the truth between the truth and a lie.
I thought, well, I read the Washington Post and I read the Washington Times and I watched Fox News. I thought I knew what was going on, and I was totally, utterly clueless.
This is the reason why, Mike, this is the reason why I have prompted people to call into C-SPAN, because these people think they're the political savvy of the planet. Because they know positions and they know votes and they know this and they know that. They haven't gotten out their rule book lately, and they have not read it, and they don't understand it. So when these clowns and these politicians get on these talk shows and they have open access with toll-free numbers to get into them, they don't avail themselves of it. I mean, we have voices. We just haven't been strategic in where we expend our energies.
I manage to get into C-SPAN on average once every 2 or 3 months.
Good, good.
And I grill them good.
Keep doing it. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call.
Well, you take it easy.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it very much. Here's another 30-second ad. This was the TV ad first take for advertisement ad operation New Hampshire primary commercial.
Nearly 50 years ago, our president urged us, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Ron Paul has been standing up for America's youth for those 50 years. As a military veteran, Ron Paul voted against the war in Iraq, so our young servicemen and women wouldn't be unnecessarily put at risk. Ron Paul believes that the billions spent in Iraq would be better spent in the hands of ordinary Americans and their families. For your nation, for your future, Ron Paul, Republican for president.
We're going to commercial here in just a couple of seconds. Betty and Monty, hang on. I'll get your calls as well. Boy, this has been a fast 2 hours. I don't always enjoy getting up and giving you the bad news, folks. Feel like kind of Quasimodo ringing the bells. We'll be right back, folks. Final segment of National Intel Report coming up.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
I'm going to slip in one more ad, and Betty and Bruce, I'll take your calls. Hang on, don't go anywhere. This is a 60-second spot, and it's kind of take off on the Christmas holiday season. If I can get it to play. Come on. Don't lock up on me now. Oh, gosh. My computer just locked up. I'm so becluffed.
Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul is a 10-term congressman running for president in 2008. As a man of integrity, he has consistently voted according to the Constitution without exception. Ron Paul leads all 2008 presidential candidates in military contributions. Ron Paul is a veteran and is the only Republican candidate that voted against the Iraq War. Ron Paul fully supports our troops by pressing to bring them home immediately. Ron Paul is for limited government guided by the Constitution, believing that government shouldn't run your life and aims to restore personal freedoms. So vote for someone who actually represents the people. Ron Paul.
I'm Ron Paul, and I'm running for president.
Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello. I wonder if you would give us some insight, perhaps, to how we can impact the state electors if Ron Paul wins. What can we be doing in the next 11 months to make sure that our electors...
And I've already considered that, and my little brain is emaciated and downsized as it's been, doing what I do for the past 14 years. Now, I've actually been giving that serious thought as to how we can use this momentum, because I ran into one of these people at the Tea Party down here in Austin this past Sunday. Somebody had taken the initiative. He wanted to run. I forget exactly what it was for. I've got his information, but forgive me, I forgot about it. But he was down there he's got petitions out there, and I'm going to be doing exactly that, Betty. And thank you for bringing that up, because this momentum, people have got to put on their thinking caps. We cannot let this kind of thing go away, because in my estimation, nothing like this has happened in this country in the last 100 years.
So, I'm with you all the way.
All righty. Well, Betty, thanks for the call, and yes, we're already thinking about that.
Okay, and the other, just a quick one, if you can give us some idea of what we can do on Election Day to make sure the machines are not corrupted.
There's another one. I'm in contact with the people that have been working on that project for a couple of years, and I'm going to have them up next week.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, Betty. Appreciate your call. Bruce in Illinois. Hello, Bruce.
Yes, John, I'm going to give you a news scoop that I haven't heard anywhere, but and it's extremely important.
Okay.
On Wednesday, in an unprecedented move, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a proposal authorized by U.S. Representative Mark Kirk, Republican of Illinois, that was part of the Defense Authorization Act that will give Israel access to the U.S. National Ballistic Missile Defense System.
Really?
In this bill and under this proposal, the Secretary of Defense, within 6 months of the passage of this bill, which has already passed the House, by the way, has to present to Congress a plan to improve the coordination, the interoperability, and integration of the U.S. National Ballistic Missile Defense System with Israel's missile defense architecture.
Oh, boy.
This plan must tie the U.S. missile defense architecture in with Israel's missile defense architecture.
That means
they have complete access to our entire military nuclear ballistic missile system.
Can you do me a favor? Can you send an email to Sandra@republicbroadcasting.org with any information that you can find?
John, I have this written up as a news story, and I will send it to you. Is the website where is it on the web where I can get to this email?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. I will do that just within a matter of minutes.
Okay, thank you very much, Bruce. I'll talk about that Monday. By the way, Bob Chapman with me Monday, not Tuesday. Be there. With